Welcome to the Enterprise Systems Podcast. I'm James E. Powell, Editorial Director for ES, and your host for this program. Agile development promises a number of benefits over conventional development approaches, and its emphasis on developing test cases before writing any code may surprise traditional IT developers. But Agile isn't right for every project. We explore its benefits, the promise of stronger customer involvement, cross-organizational team emphasis, and how the approach scales for large projects, with John Skoumiotalos, Vice President of Product Management at Serena Software. Hello, John, and welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
You have an interesting background in software development. Would you tell our audience a little bit about your career and how Scrum came about?
So I'm currently a Vice President of Product Management at Serena Software. I joined Serena back in October of last year, 2006 that would be, via the acquisition of Pacific Edge Software. Pacific Edge Software was a project and portfolio management vendor, in fact, one of the leaders and innovators in that space. I worked with Pacific Edge for about 5 or 6 years, developing their industry-leading Mariner product, which is the portfolio management solution now that's moved forward as part of the Serena product line. Prior to Pacific Edge, I did a stint at Rational Software. I had held a variety of leadership positions on the technology side, specifically within the visual modeling products group within Rational. I arrived at Rational as well as via an acquisition of a small technology company, which I co-founded, Vigor Technology. And perhaps more interesting for the context of this interview, I spent about 5 years at a company back in the Northeast in Boston called Easel Corporation. Easel Corporation back in the mid-early 90s was a pioneer in client-server and object-oriented development. We were developing some new products that were really paving a new path for how application development would be executed. And there was no model for how these products would be built. So we had to take a much more incremental approach to defining what the product needed to do, getting some feedback from some of our target customers, and incrementally changing the approach and the development methods that we use to build these products. And that's really what drove the development of the Scrum process. And I had the good fortune there to work with individuals like Jeff Sutherland, Jeff McKenna, and additionally Ken Schwaber, where we developed the process now that's become to be known as the Scrum development process.
And what drove you to develop Scrum?
It really goes back to there wasn't a clear set of requirements for the class of product that we wanted to develop. So there was no model for this kind of a product. Additionally, the environments that we were actually developing in were highly productive environments. These were small talk development environments back in the day. And what we found is that development could rapidly outpace the quality organizations, the documentation organizations, and the marketing organizations. So we had to come up with a collaborative environment that not only allowed us to incrementally develop the product and the software artifacts, but also the non-product-oriented artifacts as well. And that really is what drove us to develop it.
How does agile development differ from traditional development methodologies?
You know, in the end, I guess at the highest level, we're taking a set of ideas and driving them through a process that in the outcome is going to produce a software product. But the agile approaches typically are going to they'll have several elements that differ from what I would call a traditional development approach. One is this whole notion of cross-functional teams. We really work to break down kind of stovepipe organizations where we have document-driven processes that force artifacts to be passed from organization to organization to, in the end, produce the overall software artifact. So we want to bring together a cross-functional team. Another thing is a real focus around establishing a rhythm and a tempo for how the product gets built. And the underlying infrastructure for this is typically going to be a reliance on automation to build and test the software product. that's really led by a test-first development approach that says you define the testing approach and the testing of the individual components before you actually develop and deliver those components. Another key element, this is really related to that whole notion of rhythm and tempo, is incremental development. That we don't go off into long 18-month development cycles where you basically need to test the product into existence, which is typically a very indeterminate process to know when you'll achieve some level of quality that's acceptable to the market. With an incremental approach, we're maintaining a high quality of the deliverables throughout an incremental development approach. And these increments in some organizations can be as little as 2 weeks. Other organizations run up to 4 to 5 weeks, 6 weeks perhaps. But typically you want to keep them in that month or less time frame. And I think also, as I mentioned, test-first development. There's a real emphasis of quality on the product that's being developed at a very early stage in the life cycle.
Well, as part of a cross-functional team, then, I'm assuming that you have you involve the business end user, the business customer. And I'm wondering how you incorporate their feedback or their input into that process any better than traditional SDM.
So in a traditional approach, I'll talk in a classic sense, the business analysts would maybe working with the customer community or product managers with the customer community, elaborating and capturing the software requirements. The software requirements are built into documents, typically at a high level into the MRD or marketing requirements document, and then elaborated down into finer detail into the PRD. And these documents very much should be driven through some direct customer involvement to produce the software requirements. In a iterative approach, certainly engagement with the customer, an iterative agile approach that is, engagement with the customers is absolutely critical, bringing that customer in close to the development team. But now the game's changed a bit, where this is a cross-functional team that's iteratively defining and delivering products. So the customer at early stages of the product will help frame at a high level what the major capabilities are that a particular product needs to deliver, but then we'll work with the team on an iteration by iteration basis to develop and refine and actually change the way the product behaves incrementally. That way at the outcome, the product is much closer, meets the customer needs. And as those needs change throughout the development cycle, the development process is actually, an agile development process is actually designed to accommodate and embrace those changes, as opposed to in a traditional approach where you put in place mechanisms to kind of control and manage the changes. So it's really embracing the changes that come in from the market and the customer incrementally as you discover and learn more about the product that you're going to build.
Would you sum up for us what the benefits, the key benefits of agile development are, and why is this so attractive to IT?
Yeah. So from my perspective, this is almost motherhood and apple pie. And when you hear the benefits, who wouldn't want to do agile? Developing higher quality products. If you're truly embracing a test-driven approach to building the product, you will develop higher quality products. Developing products that better meet the customer and market needs. Again, motherhood and apple pie. Who would not want a product that better meets the customer needs? So those are really some of the two major benefits. And if we could adjust our kind of traditional approaches to meet those, to achieve those same results, great. But I think the industry has found, and we're seeing it more broadly applied across the industry, that agile approaches are much more successful at achieving these benefits.
So how pervasive is agile within corporate IT? Is it at the infancy? Is it gaining strength? Are people still dipping their toe in the water, saying, "Well, we'll try it, but we're not sure"?
Yeah. I think it's somewhere in between. We've certainly seen in technology shops, agile development is approaching ubiquity there, where you look at any modern software development shop and they're either using Agile or soon to be using it across their application development. But now what's really interesting is we're starting to really see much more increased interest in IT organizations for using Agile approaches to manage their backlogs as well. Because they're faced with not only the challenges of developing applications for their internal users, but they also have the challenges of managing the non-project oriented work that's driven out of their IT infrastructure to support their IT infrastructure. Much of that work really lends itself very well to Agile approaches. The enhancement and defect-oriented and help desk-oriented work really can be triaged down very easily and assigned into an incremental approach to resolving and driving back into the organization. So we are seeing more interest and more adoption in the IT organizations. I would say we're past the early adopter stage and starting to see some more widespread use. Certainly it's not used across all organizations, but starting to see a big uptick there.
So when is Agile right for a company, and when is a more traditional development approach more appropriate? What are the key decision points that IT should be asking?
So looking at Agile approaches for perhaps legacy applications, where you can't really achieve some of the other key aspects of Agile development. For instance, if I have a COBOL application with limited expertise out there, and I need to do some limited support and enhancement work to it, well, I don't likely have a large regression suite. Automated regression suite that I can run against an application. In contrast to a new application that I may have built using a test-first approach, where I could have thousands of tests that can run continuously in a continuous build environment, or at least periodically, perhaps nightly in a nightly build environment. With a true Agile approach, where I've applied a test-first development approach. I really can rely on that automated regression capability to have a lot more freedom with regard to exploring design and development approaches as I incrementally add new features. So one area is, if I have some legacy applications with a well-defined process that I'm just enhancing incrementally, I'd probably maintain the existing process there and may not go whole hog, so to speak, into Agile development.
You've talked about Agile development involving cross-department teams, and that's probably good for small environments, but what about the larger environments? I mean, the more people you add to a project, the more difficult that project becomes to manage.
Yeah, absolutely. And surprise, surprise, this isn't unique to Agile projects that, flat out managing large projects and programs that are distributed across multiple locations, multiple time zones is hard. There are ways that you can handle this with Agile approaches. So for instance, for large scale projects, there's approaches with Scrum, for instance, where we have an approach called the Scrum of Scrums, where on a frequent basis, as frequent as your daily stand-ups perhaps in an organization who's using Scrum, the Scrum Masters or project managers from each Scrum team will meet after their daily stand-up and get together as a program management team to kind of review the cross-project issues that may be resolved. In a similar fashion that's used on the Scrum team, they'll talk about what their achievements were, what they plan to do next, and raise any impediments at the program level. The same model that's applied at the Scrum level, very kind of recursive structure, and can be applied in large organizations. Another reality of larger distributed teams is the notion of being distributed. The whiteboard is not, or index cards are not, as effective a mechanism for sharing information and building out the requirements for a product. So that's where some well-orchestrated use of tools can really help as well, that allows us to capture the software requirement, so to speak, or user stories, build up a library of them, and share them across a geographically distributed team, as well as managing issues, impediments, et cetera, and providing that collaborative backbone that's required for globally distributed teams.
You've talked about distribution and geography. What about using Agile as part of an outsourcing project?
You know, I think your biggest challenge there, you know, may come down to time zone, right? That, you know, many of the projects that are outsourced to different geographic locales and different time zones. Approaches I've seen pretty effective there is having somebody in the same locale that's responsible for an outsourced component, and basically encapsulating that outsourced component and having a representative on the team that's responsible for managing that outsourced project. And the reality is they may not be taking so much of an agile approach to develop that product, but its incorporation into the larger system can use an agile approach by encapsulation.
So what are the key things that IT can do to make sure that they, in their adoption of agile development, they're successful?
You know, 360-degree buy-in, I think, is pretty critical. You've got to have support of, management. You need support of people who are on the teams, and you need, lateral support of the teams that you're going to be dependent on. So getting that buy-in is very important, because it's going to be needed, especially if you're transitioning an organization over to Agile. There's some pretty significant organizational change management that you're going to go through in transitioning from a traditional software development lifecycle into an agile lifecycle.
So, what products does Serena have that fits in with agile development?
So, Serena offers a variety of products to automate the application lifecycle management and the overall software development lifecycle. At the high end, so to speak, we have the Mariner Project and Portfolio Management Tool. It's a tool that enables organizations that are managing hundreds of projects, perhaps even thousands of projects with thousands of resources, to make decisions about where they can most effectively invest their resources to optimize the return on these projects, as well as taking it down to some of the detailed project management capabilities. So the Mariner product provides what we call our Agile Accelerator that allows some of the projects, or all in big Agile shops, to be managed using Agile approaches. So this would be project management and portfolio management capabilities that allow these projects to be managed within the system. The TeamTrack product is our IT process management product that allows virtually any process that's critical to IT, for that matter, to the business, to be automated and managed using the TeamTrack product. We also have an IT accelerator that enables the Agile process there as well, so that the Agile artifacts can be managed through their lifecycle using the TeamTrack product. And then looking at the SCM components, the underlying foundation of any ALM product suite is going to be software configuration management. And Serena offers, as our flagship software configuration management and control product, the Dimensions product, which is a very effective product for doing complex, modern, sophisticated software configuration management, where you may have multiple teams working on the same code base, doing parallel development with complex merge and branch scenarios being enabled by the Dimensions product. Additionally, for other project teams, a tool like PVCS from Serena is also a very effective tool that's used at the software configuration management control level for Agile development.
Well, John, thank you very much for your time in this introduction to Agile.
It's my pleasure, Jim, and I hope you find this content on Agile development useful.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Serena Software, visit their website at www.serena.com. For additional news and analysis about IT development, check out the Enterprise section of our homepage at esj.com. And be sure to check the Enterprise Strategies newsletter, RSS feed, or homepage for information about previous podcasts you may have missed.